Welcome everybody. Shir number 1370. We're learning today Lila Nishmas. Moshe Doiv and Rabban Zisul Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lufu Shleim Rafol Yeshua Ben Sien Ben Zisul Necha. Getting back to Amalacha Machatech, measured cutting. Okay, so we went through last year the Sefer Lamates Malachas, explaining the, you know, we try and go through the introduction from the Sefer Lamates Malachas as to where it took place in the Mishkan and so on. Okay, so just moving along in the Mishabura, we started a couple of shiurim ago in the Mishabura Simen Shin Chaf Beis, where the Mishabura actually brings down the Malachas of Machatech, the general guidelines. Because of the fact that Machatech itself is not like a simen you can look up in the Shulchan Aruch. Well, what's the simen of Machatech? There is no such simen, but it's spread out in various different places. But Shin Chav Beis talks about it a little bit. So the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Yud Ches, we started going through, brings down the guidelines of Machatech, which he does so sometimes when the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, actually talks about something very similar or, you know, in conjunction with that subject. Okay, so he says like this. We went through the first couple of kololim, but he says like this in Gimel. He goes Aleph Beis Gimel. So now he says in Gimel. I'm sorry, in Beis. First he says in Beis. He says Ein Malaches Machatech Shaych Ba'Oichlin. When it comes to food, the Malacha of Machatech does not apply. He says straight out the Ein Malaches Machatech Shaych Ba'Oichlin. When it comes to food, you don't have to worry about the Isser of Machatech. Okay, so he explains, he says over there in Ois Beis, and going through those kololim of Machatech, he says again, Ein Machatech, Ein Malachas Machatech, Shech Baichlim, and he says, Kamu Shekasav Nulel B'Sif Katan Yud Beis, like he said in Sif Katan Yud Beis, again, and now it's him in Shin Chav Beis, so I just want to talk about that a minute, how he explains it. So in Sif Katan Yud Beis, he's talking about something else, whatever the case is, but he says over there, V'afilu Imhu Makbed Al Amida, in a case in time when the person's cutting down this item, which is a food item, whatever it is he's talking about over there, it's not something that comes up with Eichle Behema and somebody, the person is making a, from straw, a tevin, whatever the case is. But he says that the Yisoid, he says, the foundation of Afilu Imhu Makbed Al Amida, in this type of thing that he's talking about over there, since it's food, it's a food item, so even if somebody is makbid, somebody's particular about the certain size, and cutting this item, he says that what we're looking for, Ein bezeh shum chashash iser, there's no iser in that instance, machmas machatech, kevon de devar oichel hu, because of the fact that it's a food. Now, once you have a food, there is no machatech. He brings this from the from the Chayyadim, and he says even when it's a food item, even though you have in mind a specific size, which we said is the malacha of machatech, right? I have kavana to cut a certain size, which many people do. Every time you cut food, is you have in mind a size. I mean, in general, nobody cuts food haphazardly, even if you're going to eat it. The person likes to eat a certain size, certain bite sizes, whatever the case is, or if a person's preparing, they like to cut a certain size. So you're going to say every single time that a person cuts food, which is all the time, pretty much, you're going to say that that's machatech? So the answer is no. So the reason is why do we say that there's no machatech by food? So the dirshu Mishabir actually brings down, and he explains it. He says, Uvatam hadavi, he brings from the Chut, Sefer Chut HaShani, from this in Karelis, he brings them from the Sefer Chut HaShani in Chelek Aleph, Perek Dezayin, Sif Katan Beis. So he says like this, why doesn't it apply to food? By everything else we see it applies, but not to food. Shahoyel, he explains, Shahoyel v'ein hachituch mevatel meho'oichel teres oichel. When a person cuts food down to a certain size, there's no change in the food itself. You're not changing anything. Whereas when I have, let's say, a piece of paper and I want to cut it down to a specific size, right? The size of this piece of paper is not good for me now for what I'm going to use it for. But if I cut it down to a certain size or I tear it down to a specific size that I have in mind, then it'll be good for me. So it's like it's sort of like a ticking. It's like a fixing of the size. You're making, by you cutting it down to a specific size, I'm now making it usable for this thing that I want to use it. The same thing, like we mentioned, sharpening a pencil. Again, nobody's sharpening a pencil because there's many various other problems also, but I wanted a specific size and now it'll be good for me at this size. The same thing, all these various different type of things that we spoke about last year. For example, the case of the straw, we said if one cuts a straw down to size, right, tears a straw down to size, I need a specific size. So before it's not usable, it's just too big, it's not going to fit in the cup, it's not going to work. But now that I cut it down, it's usable straw, so the fact that I had in mind a specific size, that is the melacha mechatech. There was a fixing through that size. Now, again, it could be tearing for a constructive purpose also, but we spoke about that. Now, but when it comes to food, the fact that you cut something down to size, it still remains the same food, right? There's no major fixing. It doesn't become now not food. You know what I mean? That's what he's explaining. So, he says, it's basically, so you'll say, well, there's still a change, right? If I cut a piece of gefilte fish a certain way, or if I, again, we're just talking about the size, we're not talking about into shapes. Cutting food into shapes, that's a different issue. That could be boina, that could be soisa, that could be building, that could be writing, whatever, that's a separate thing. But I cut a piece of gefilte fish, I cut off a piece of chicken or whatever, but I want a specific size. So that's called shimush b'maichel. That's the way a person eats. That's the usage of the food. The food is made to cut the size. I have a piece of chicken, I can't eat, stick the whole thing in my mouth, I have to cut pieces of the fish, after whatever. This is shimush b'maichel. This is the usage of the food. The normal way of using the food is cutting it down. That's how a person eats. It's sort of like a derech achila type of a thing. So he explains, therefore, when it comes to food, but the melacha mechatech won't apply, whereby all the other materials, there's a actual constructive type of a change, okay? So it's an important thing to keep in mind, because otherwise you could say that every single time a person eats a meal, 10 times during the meal, they'll be over the melacha mechatech. No. It's derech achila. This is the way a person eats. It's shimush b'maichel. This is the way that the food is used. So he explains, therefore, if somebody wants lefichach ein iso lachtech peres v'irakos b'tzureis misuyemes l'shem yoifi, if someone wants to cut fruits or vegetables a certain way, it's no problem. Again, we're not talking about if they cut, you cut it the various different times, if you cut things into different type of shapes, like where it represents something like a picture of an animal or something like that, then you're running into other problems. We said boina building, it could be kosev writing, but if I just I cut something specifically along the side ways, or but we're not talking about also dicing. If you want to dice something, that's running into toichein grinding. That's machatech yerach dak dak. Somebody dices a vegetable. That's melacha of toichein. We're talking about I cut slices. I cut it in a nice way, no shapes, and I'm not dicing, so I cut it a nice way. But I want a specific size, so no problem. You're allowed to do that. So ein is alachtak peres v'irakas v'tzuris v'siyamis l'shem yaifi kasher ein b'zem mishum uvden dechal. Also no uvden dechal. Okay. Okay, then he just finishes off. If you're going to start cutting into shapes, that's running into the melacha of koisev, possibly boina, so that, of course, can't be done. Okay, we'll stop here. But the lemaisa, what we get out of today's shir, that when it comes to mechatech with foods, it's no problem as far as mechatech. Again, you could have, you know, other melachas, kosev writing or boina building. Just I'm cutting something, even though I want a food in a certain size, so I could eat it, so I could serve it or whatever. I'm not making shapes or anything like that. I just want slices or whatever. So that is no problem of mechatech for the various different reasons we spoke about. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tov.